Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. It's now been confirmed 5 people are dead and at least 7 injured in a mass stabbing event at the Westfield Bondi Junction shopping centre in Sydney. The offender shot by police moments after his rampage. One of the stabbing victims was a baby, now in Sydney Children's Hospital. This witness telling the ABC how it unfolded in front of his eyes.
They just said, run, 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 someone's being stabbed. And so we were inside Dior, they closed the doors and we saw the guy come up the escalators, green shirt, I think shorts. With a big black knife in his hand. And just really calmly, he was just walking like he was having an ice cream in the park, you know. And then he went up the escalators at Zara. And then probably within about a minute, we heard 3 gunshots, and that was it.
New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Anthony Cook says a female police officer was quickly on the scene.
She confronted the offender, who had moved by this stage to level 5. As she continued to walk quickly behind him to catch up with him, he turned, faced her, raised a knife. She discharged a firearm and that person is now deceased.
Police declaring a critical incident. They say the man acted alone. There is no further threat, but a number of people remain locked down in the centre. It's understood it happened near the Country Road store. The Prime Minister is receiving a briefing from Federal Police, repeating 5 people dead, several in a critical condition, including a small baby, following a mass stabbing event at Westfield Bondi Junction.